Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's the day after the election, and we're all talking about it, obviously. Thanks for being here today. Appreciate you. 11 years later, look where we are today. Thank you for being here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli and 855-839-1210, as I mentioned. But no, really, 11 years ago, we started this little experiment in Afternoon Drive on this date. Thanks to EJ for remembering the anniversary. And here we are 11 years later. So thank you very much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of it. It's a special day. It's a bummer of a freaking day. Wish it was better, but hey, you know, it is what it is. But either way, that also means my son Patrick's turning 11 on Veterans Day, 11-11. So there you go. That's where we are. Lydia Kearns wanted to call in, but before I get to her, I got to get to Ralph and Broomall. Ralph, I'm sorry, I've been waiting so long. What do you got for me?
Well, first of all, congratulations on the 11 years. You know, I think I met you probably 10 years ago. I'm not sure, Patrick, he may have been born, and maybe not, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, buddy. So what are your thoughts on the election?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, listen to your show a lot today. Normally, with the thing with the Trump rally, you know, Trump having, you know, several years ago in Delco, I was campaigning for, that time there's this lady, her first name was Pearl, and she was going for Congress. And at that time, Trump rally was in Bucks County, and Fitzpatrick attended the rally. He wasn't a great candidate, you know, good and bad, but he won because, you know, he got on the stage with Trump. And I was trying to tell Pearl, I said, no, don't separate yourself from Trump. You want to do that. She didn't listen. She lost. What are you going to do? So, yes, definitely there should have been a Trump rally, and Jack should have been there. And I really feel that would have made a difference. All right. But I still got to say, listen to your different calls today. Rich, you know, you know me a long time. I'm not a conspiracy guy. But that guy, Brian, made some points. I kind of smell a rat.
Well, look, I can't. We can smell rats all we want. I need evidence of rats before I start going off about that. So find me evidence, Rich, of rats, and I'll talk about rats, Ralph, okay?
I know. I wish we had.
I can't. I can't waste time. Talking to hypotheticals, I need to talk about things that actually took place. So if you find any evidence of that for me,
I understand. I'm only hoping something will come out later. I don't want to get on that to that either, Rich. But that's basically what I wanted to say.
I have not heard a single credible allegation of any actual voter fraud in New Jersey. I've heard about machines, issues with ballots and machines, small ones that would not add up to this kind of a victory. So unless somebody can come to me and say this, I'm not just going to go down rabbit holes for the sake of going down rabbit holes.
I'm only going to wait and see on that, Rich. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I understand your position. You can't. I'm not, you know, I'm not conspiracy people. I get that. No, that's fine.
It's not that. It's just I got to deal with facts. That's what I do for a living. I deal with facts and data. So, you know what I mean? I nobody's given me anything yet other than people coming up with hypothetical explanations for how Mikey Sherrill did so well by saying, well, they must have cheated, but okay, maybe they did. Give me some evidence of that, and we'll break it down, and we'll talk about it, and we'll try to expose it.
Rich, like I said, that just remains to be seen. Let's see how it plays out. No, but, you know, but I'm only thinking Jersey, and I'm trusting you. You talk about Hudson County, you know, West New York, Jersey City, you know, all of that stuff. And I get that. They're all Democratic strongholds. And how do you expect them to vote? Of course, they're going to vote for the Democrat. They always have. I mean, going back to even, you know, your old friend, the governor of Woodrow Wilson. He was the governor of Jersey before he was
my old
president.
Friend.
You know
that's
that. So I get all that, Rich.
Ralph, all I can say is, well, why don't you answer me this question before I let you go? Would a Trump rally have helped or hurt if Trump had come in? Ralph, you there? Oh, lost Ralph. All right. Linda Kearns, how are you, my dear? What's going on?
Rich, I called to cheer you up. I have great news.
What's that?
Now that the election's over, we can have Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week next week.
Oh, that definitely makes me happy. Absolutely.
But I sent you a really heartfelt text last night, and you didn't even respond, so I'm worried about you, Rich.
Listen, I'm doing fine. I'm just I'm bummed, obviously, but, you know, hey, listen, since people have asked questions about election issues, what's the latest on Chester County, PA, which actually had a real fiasco yesterday?
What, not having 75,000 voters in the poll book? That's a fiasco?
Yeah, just that little minor thing.
I mean, it's typical. And, you know, Chester County just hired somebody called a chief experience officer whose job apparently is to make citizens' experiences with government better. Maybe that money could have been better spent with just like a proofreader for the poll books. But thanks to your station, I've had a lot of people contact me and give me their information. So I am exploring options on what to do to hold Chester County accountable.
Good.
And Rich, you know, I'm a Republican attorney in Philadelphia. So imagine I lose more than I win, and it just makes the winning that much sweeter. So you just got to, you know, get up, dust off, and look ahead. And, you know, Rich, the difference between you and a politician is politicians are already worried about the next election, and you're worried about the country, and you're worried about New Jersey, and that makes you a true patriot. So I just wanted to give you that compliment. Because
well, that's very sweet.
Maybe yesterday on the radio, I got a little sarcastic with you.
It's all right. I can handle it. I like sarcasm. It's good. It's good for the soul. No, but really, I mean, I'm glad you brought up the Chester County thing because it's unbelievable that occurred. It really is. And
it's totally believable. Rich, it's happened in multiple counties across Pennsylvania. Problems like that, not to that extent, but those problems continue to happen. And real election integrity work is tedious. It's all about proofreading. It's all about quality control. It's all about just making sure you are protecting the rights of every single voter. But people don't seem to realize that. So we really need to get back to basics.
And do we have any chance of that?
Yes, because we're going to keep fighting, Rich, because people like me and you, and we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep holding these election offices accountable. Absolutely. And by the way, I want to also say happy anniversary on it's 11 years you've been in Afternoon Drive.
Yeah, it's 11 years. And thank God Matt DeSantis has not been part of it the entire time. That's all I can say. Well, Linda Kearns,
by the way, I wanted to tell you, I know Justin's coming back because I was on the Dawn show today and he was all excited to come back. But this producer you have now, John, I am loving him. He might be my new crush.
Oh, John, you hear that? You lucky guy.
Well, he told me yesterday I'm one of the best guests. So, I mean, I'm like you. I respond to all that.
No. You got it. John knows what he's doing. He's no fool. He's no fool.
But well, I think he speaks the truth. I absolutely think he speaks the truth. But you know what, Rich? There's going to be other elections. And I think that thinking about what we did wrong is great. I don't think it was any one problem. I think that it's very difficult to elect a Republican in a deep blue state when the Republicans are in the White House. You know, Chris Christie, when he ran, he was going against the Obama administration. So, you know, Obama was in office, so it was probably a little bit easier for him. it's perpetually disappointing to me that voters aren't motivated, and we just have to keep on with our message and keep trying to get those unmotivated voters out there. I mean, I've talked to a few friends who just, they said, well, I only vote in presidentials. Like, they don't really have a good reason, and that does really upset me.
Well, on to the next one, my friend. That's all we can do, right? We just keep up the fight. Just put our fists in the air and fight.
Yeah, and reread, don't read my text on the air, but I said very nice things to you, and I said how great I thought that you did and how you didn't leave anything on the table, and you should be really proud of what you did in this election. And especially New Jersey is very lucky to have you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart, Linda Kearns. I can't take this niceness, though, so today's the last day of this. I'm going to go back to being...
Well, next week for Matt DeSantis week, make sure you do the whole show on YouTube, because I seriously think like your whole head is going to explode within the first 10 minutes of you being nice to Matt. So
well, he's
I
been
think
very quiet.
We're going to need the visual.
He hasn't said anything. Is he even going to be in person next week? Do we know that?
Why does he so much have to be in person? Why can't you just be nice to him? You know, because I hear you being mean to him when he's not there. So why does he have to be in person? I think you're just trying to prevent me from having my be nice to Matt DeSantis week. Because I think that the listeners will be very, very entertained by you trying to be nice to that cutie, Matt, that smart cutie.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you just said you had a new crush in John. Now you're going back to DeSantis. Which one is it?
Well, maybe I have a crush on both of them. And how about because you're having such a bad day, I'll say that you are the most handsome, smartest media personality that I've ever met in
all
my
right,
entire
all
life.
All right, Linda Kearns.
There's
that's,
nobody like
that's
you.
Enough. That's
you,
enough.
I mean, I know you didn't go to law school, but you know more than a lawyer. You are just really, really...
That's not a compliment. That's not even a compliment. All right.
I hope when you have your own show on that other channel that you're, I don't think you mentioned anymore, that you'll let me be a guest. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Thank you, Linda Kearns.
All right, Rich. So keep your chin up and you should be really proud of yourself. You did great. And you know what? New Jerseyans get what they voted for. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully she'll do the type of job that'll motivate voters next time around to get her out.
Thanks for everything, my friend. You're the best.
All right. Have a great night.
See you, Linda. All right. Let me play some audio from, let's see. Proving the point that Mikey Sherrill is going to make this all about Donald Trump from her victory speech. I know you don't want to hear this, but you need to, because this is what is about to occur here. Cut number 8, Mikey Sherrill. She mentioned Jack's name once and then proceeded to eviscerate the president. Cut number 8.
So as governor, I'm going to create real change so you can afford to stay here in this state, but my fight doesn't and can't end at the border of New Jersey. We've got to take on all those hits coming from Trump and Washington, D.C. Because right now, the president is running a worldwide extortion racket. You pay more for everything from the coffee you drink in the morning to the groceries you're cooking dinner with at night as Trump pockets billions. His energy plan is designed for just one audience, the fossil fuel industry. They donated hundreds of millions to his campaign, and they're now getting rich off the higher utility prices that New Jersey families are being forced to pay.
She's not done. She went on, let's see here now. Yes. She joined CBS Mornings to talk about her win and to go after the Trump administration. So again, she's governor of New Jersey, governor-elect of New Jersey, and making it all about Trump. And I'm telling you, she's going to run for president. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Cut number 10.
Yeah, the president said that voting for you would destroy lives. So it seems like there has to be a little bit of bridge building between the two of you. But I was watching your speech last night, Governor. I think you said, I fought for you. I'm listening to you. I'm very honored to be your governor and that you were ready to do whatever it takes. And you said governors matter now more than ever before. What do you mean by that?
Well, we're seeing constant economic attacks from the federal government. So what I've seen here with Trump's administration is tariffs that are putting small businesses out of business. We see our large businesses laying people off. The one big, beautiful bill really harming the ability of so many Americans to get health care and to even have food assistance for people who are struggling to feed children. At every turn, we're seeing real attacks from the federal government. And that's not even to mention the threats of putting National Guard troops on the streets of different towns across America. So it's going to take a strong governor to stand up, to claw back resources. We've clawed back about $200 million for Title I funding in court. It's going to take a strong governor here in New Jersey to claw back resources and keep our streets safe.
And then she went on about how she's going to declare a state of emergency on day one, freezing rate hikes, which she can't do. But this is a big part of the fantasy that she sold everybody, that even Governor Phil Murphy said she can't do. But it doesn't matter, because people hear rate hikes and they're low information voters and they go, oh, she's going to freeze energy prices? Oh, that's great. Fantastic. Oh, that's wonderful. This is one of the big lies that she told, and one of the message points where, you know, look, I mean, we probably underestimated the impact of just how strong this message was on was for people. Cut number 11.
Affordability. And so and affordability in a way that you had to show, I had to show people that I said to people in one of my speeches, you know, I'm not playing. I'm not doing a strongly worded letter. I'm not doing a 10-year study. I'm declaring a state of emergency on day one on utility costs. I'm freezing rate hikes. Mm. Really this, you know, I intend to move quickly and actively, not passively. I intend to really address these key things immediately. And I think that spoke to voters. I think that's what our party has to do is really be strong in this moment and then also be willing to take on the federal government, because we see Trump's economy going downhill fast. And voters know it. College students know it. Working class people know it. It is time for strong leadership from governors to make sure states can still thrive in this moment.
And the other thing, too, is that she said we will never be ruled by a king. What does that sound like to you, huh? Right out of the No Kings playbook, cut number 9.
Beacon. We're not going to give in to our darker impulses. Here in New Jersey, we know that this nation has not ever been, nor will it ever be, ruled by kings. Not a king. We've chosen liberty, the very foundation of democracy, and we've chosen prosperity necessary to create opportunity for all. So New Jersey, to quote the bus, the future is now. Roll up your sleeves, let your passion flow. The country we carry in our hearts is waiting. Thank you, New Jersey.
The country? The country? Your governor-elect of a state, why are you bringing up the country? Is that a curiosity? I'm just curious about that. Why are you bringing up the country? Maybe because my prediction, what I said to you, which is that if Mikey Sherrill wins, Mikey Sherrill is going to immediately start running for president, is already coming true. Certainly sounds like a presidential candidate, because if Jack had won, Jack would be up there saying, New Jersey, the state we love. Not the country. It's a difference there, by the way. A very, very big difference. Very big difference. What did you want to say, Matt?
I couldn't help but notice that she also quoted Bruce Springsteen, which seemed like a personal attack against you.
It probably was. I bashed her a lot the last few months, and it all was for naught. So, yeah, she got a little dig in right there. You like that? Got a little dig in. Did you read the op-ed I wrote on FoxNews.com?
I haven't had a chance yet. I haven't flagged, though. I'm going to read it tonight.
Nah, don't worry about it. Who cares?
I'm going to read it. I want to read it. I just didn't have a chance. Well, I'm sure people care. Fox obviously thought it was pretty good. They published it.
I guess.
Well, if it was terrible, they would just be like, not this time, Rich.
Yeah, well, that's what they've done every other time, so, you know.
This is like the third op-ed you've had posted on to the Fox Newsroom in, like, what, the last 3 months?
I'm just happy that the Phillies have put out their 2026 Phillies spring training schedule, which is fantastic. That makes me happy. Now I have something to look forward to. Spring training.
They're not going to disappoint you again?
Well, they will, but, I mean, it's warm weather, right? I mean, come on, John. I'm grasping at straws here today, man. You know,
until they sign Schwarber, sign JT, and go after the some guy from Japan, they're not going to do anything.
Any guy from Japan?
The Dodgers have what, 5 of them? Any guy from Japan? Come on.
Literally any Japanese person.
Any Japanese player.
You just want a Japanese player.
Yeah, they should be scouting in the WBC in a couple of months.
Fair enough. All right, so what if we don't get any of those other players? Like Schwarber doesn't come back, but we get a Japanese guy. He doesn't even play baseball, but he's Japanese. Is that good enough? Or
better than Alec Bohm at third base again?
All right. All right, well, listen. I'm sure there's lots of Japanese people in Japan who would love to play baseball for the Phillies. Whether or not they play baseball or not, I think is kind of it's secondary to your point on this. Let's go get him, John.
Yeah, anybody.
Think?
Anybody from Japan over Bohm, Stott, and Brandon Marsh.
Our new lineup, some Japanese guy, and then all these other people who are clearly overpaid. All right, let me take a quick break. Veneria, Dr. Mike Veneria is the man, and he will give you the beautiful smile that you deserve, because that's what he does. That's what he does. That's what Dr. Mike is all about. Somebody earlier today was talking about, like, you got to cheer up, you got to smile. I agree. And tomorrow we'll be back at it. Now, today's tough, but it's all right, because I know this. I know that when I'm ready to smile again, Dr. Mike Smile will make sure that I'm looking good. And for 12 years in a row, 12 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been giving people the beautiful smile that you deserve. And other dentists have sent people to Dr. Mike for the really complex stuff. The really complex stuff, like dental implants and crowns and all the stuff that, if a dentist says, hey, listen, I can't do this, but I want to let Dr. Mike do it because he's the best at this. They're putting their name on the line. That says a lot. So what you need to do is reach out to them today at VeneriaDental.com. 2 locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Just go to VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. And if you do that, you'll find a wonderful staff, great music playing in the office, and all these wonderful people ready to take care of you. But most importantly, you've got a guy in Dr. Mike who really excels, and he puts your care and your compassion first among everything else. That's what Dr. Mike Veneria does. These chain dental offices that are out there, they're interested in one thing, and that is making money. And the same thing with maybe the closest dentist, may not be the best, but Dr. Mike, with 2 locations, is ready for you to give you the beautiful smile. And personally, knowing that Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike Veneria, it's a big, big deal. So just go to VeneriaDental.com, VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Who's crying? Nobody's crying. Matt Rooney's not crying. Of course, host of the Matt Rooney Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG and SaveJersey.com. What's up, buddy? Anything going on?
That's the second best version of that song. The number one best version was when you called me this morning and sang it to me while I was crying. It made me feel a lot better.
Well, it's the least I could do, and I also did sort of like a salsa thing to it, you know? So, least
yeah,
I could do.
Yeah, it was creative. You did your own. You know, it's like every artist has to sing Jingle Bells a little differently for Christmas. You put your own unique Zioli spin on it, and I appreciated it. I'm doing fine, man. The sun came out today, you know?
Yeah.
It always does.
The sun is out no matter what. The sun's even shining through the rain. Listen, you know, you did a great job. You worked hard. You helped put together that big Wildwood rally. And what can I say, man? You know, I got nothing. So you say something.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way life works, right? You work hard, but you're not guaranteed results. And in this particular instance, I appreciate what you said. You worked hard, too. You put it quite well over on X earlier today. That, like, listen, you know, we're not trying to pretend we're heroes or anything, but we gave up a lot of kids' sporting events, a lot of time that we could have been spending with their family to go around the state, South Jersey in particular, and try to rally the troops. And guess what? It worked in a way. We just didn't get the result we wanted. Jack got, what, about 125,000 more votes than he fetched back in 2021. It's just the Democrats came out bigger. And there's nothing we can do to control that. I mean, Rich Zioli and I can't block polling stations.
No, I mean, we could, but we get arrested. But we, I mean, you know, we can't. I mean,
yes.
Let me ask you this. How much of the lie that Mikey Sherrill was telling about Jack wanting to raise the sales tax 10%? How much do you think did that have legs?
Yeah, I think it was devastating. And, you know, you and I were talking about this offline just to frame it all. When you lose by 13 points, you can't just point to one error, right? I mean, there are multiple things, some of which Jack could control, many of which he couldn't in the environment, that contribute to a landslide. But yeah, I can't tell you how many people in my own life that I had to correct over the course of the past few months who said, well, Rooney, your Chitterelli guy, he seems all right, but I really don't want to pay a 10% sales tax. Or, you know, when she promised to freeze your electric bill, which we know that there's no mechanism for that, people believed it. It's what Churchill said. You know, a lie can get halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to put its pants on. I got to give it to Cheryl. She's a very good liar. She had the money to amplify it. And I think that was probably worth at least a few to several points of Jack's loss.
I mean, little things add up, because to your point, if you get your ass handed to you with 13 points, it's probably more than just one thing. We know the 30% of Trump voters who came out in 24 sat this one out. I don't know how we're going to move these only Trumpers, as I'm calling them now, as people are calling them, the only Trumpers who only vote for Trump. It's like we got to deal with the never Trumpers. Now we got to deal with the only Trumpers.
Yeah, and I love your formulation there, too, because it's so true. I don't think there really are a whole heck of a lot of never-Trumpers left in the Republican Party. There's people that are only moved by him. And if you didn't vote for Jack Chitterelli yesterday, you contributed to the blue wave narrative, and you put the president's agenda in peril. Now, I will say this, that even though, you know, I cannot rationalize or explain away anybody's decision not to vote this year, that's objectively insane to me. I do get the fact that as Republicans, we're probably not doing the best job of communicating some of the successes of the Trump administration. I also recognize there's some people who voted for the president to make their life more affordable. And even though he's kicking butt in that regard, inflation has slammed to a halt, that doesn't mean that anybody's life automatically got cheaper, right? It takes time to turn a ship around when it was going in the wrong direction for so long. So I think if there's one lesson to take away from this right off the bat, Rich, it's that we need to remember that at the heart of the America First message is an affordability message. And ironically, that's what Mikey Sherrill did. It was all a lie. But everywhere she went, she said, helicopter mom, mother of four helicopters, I'm going to freeze your electric bill, affordable, affordable, affordable. Never gave us a plan, never gave us specifics. But we live in a 140-character world now. So we have the benefit of actually having substance to back up that promise. We know how to make places like New Jersey and Pennsylvania more affordable. Got to spend a lot more time talking about it. That's what got that Hispanic father of four. That's what got that working-class mom who's working three jobs to put her kids through Catholic school. That's what got them in the Trump coalition last year. We need to return to that. The good news is people keep registering as Republicans in New Jersey. Right? Mm-hmm. Just this past month, we picked up another 2,000 Republicans in the Garden State. So clearly people are interested in what we have to say. They just weren't moved enough to get off their keisters this time. As marketers, which is fundamentally what you are in politics, we got to figure out what we need to do to get them to buy that product.
Matt Rooney's with us, host of the Matt Rooney Show, of course, SaveJersey.com. You can hear the Matt Rooney Show right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and get the podcast as well. I also believe very strongly that, you know, we're here in South Jersey, so we don't see the same ads that run in the New York media market. We also don't get the same shows, obviously. You know, there's the Philadelphia local news, and then there's the New York local news. I noticed that NBC New York, ABC New York, CBS New York, the local shows up there were killing him over Trump canceling funding for the Gateway Tunnel project. And whether or not the project was really canceled or not, she, of course, maximized that by bringing Pete Buttigieg in and holding press conferences and Andy Kim and Josh and all these other people. And a lot of North Jersey people in those counties up there, they commute into New York City. And I think that that was a gift handed to her. In the closing weeks of the election, when she was on the ropes about the Navy scandal and on the ropes about a couple other things, and she was able to pivot away from that. We didn't hear about it down here because it doesn't affect South Jersey, so it never reached us. But I think that I think that is something that probably had a bigger impact than we realize.
Well, again, I mean, I think the shutdown, even though we know who's responsible for it, right? It starts with Chuck and ends with Schumer. It created this perception in some voters' minds that, again, the America First Coalition wasn't focused on the things that mattered to them. And to your point, there's a lot of our friends up in Bergen County that are relying upon that critical access point to Manhattan. I mean, I can't imagine having to do that every day, and certainly not after Mom Donnie takes over. New York City's going to be a Batman movie. You want to watch a Batman movie? You don't want to be in one.
No, except if Ben Affleck's in it. Then I'd rather actually be on the streets of New York fighting Mandami myself.
That's right. That's right. That's an exception to the rule. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that's part of it. Again, it may be a messaging problem. It's really that simple, and it's so frustrating. But you got to remember, not everybody listens to 4 hours of Rich Zeoli. They should, but they don't, right? They're living their lives, or they're just somewhat apolitical until the election comes around, and they're just not tuned into these details. Democrats think people are stupid. We know that people sometimes can be ignorant, and there's a very important distinction there. Ignorance does not mean you don't have the capacity. It means you just don't know. And so we have to educate as many people as we can, and we got to do a better job of communicating to them why their ideas make you poorer and less safe, and ours empower you. And, you know, clearly we didn't do that this time. I keep going back to the voter registration numbers because Democrats continue to lose in New Jersey. We continue to gain it. That wouldn't be happening if people were enamored with socialism and Democrat ideas.
And, you know, the other problem that we have in New Jersey, I mean, it is a blue state. We've talked about this before. We said, I think, hey, you know, it's probably a purple state. But the last time we won statewide was 2013. I mean, think about that, right? Think of how much has changed in New Jersey since 2013.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, look, I'm going to say something that a lot of people are probably going to disagree with, but I mean, when have we ever cared before, right? I don't give up on the dream of a purple New Jersey just based upon what happened yesterday, because the more I analyze it, the more numbers I look at, the more people I talk to, it really was a perfect storm. shutdown. I think there were a lot of Democrats that came out yesterday that were told that their SNAP benefits were going away, a lot of unaffiliateds, all these other constellation of variables that we've been talking about on your program and others today on 1210, Rich. You know, we still can't overlook the fact that in 21 and just last year, 2024, it was really close and we continue to gain voter registration. So I think New Jersey still has the potential to be competitive, but you're only as competitive as the quality of your campaigns. We need to run better campaigns in New Jersey. We need to do what the Democrats do. We need to run them year long, day in and day out, not just after Labor Day. In many cases this past year, the real campaigning and the money didn't hit the air until after Labor Day. A lot of people at that point had already decided that they were cool with the helicopter mom. They already believed that she was going to freeze their electric bills. At that point, it probably became an insurmountable problem for Jack Cittarelli.
I think that that message, too, you know what I mean? The message that I'm going to just freeze your electricity prices, it's so dumb and it's such a fantasy. But people hear that and they go, oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I don't have to worry about rising electricity bills. And look, one of the things I liked about Jack was he was a policy guy. Like, he liked talking policy, and you could talk policy with him, and you could talk about how to actually bring energy prices down. But to the point you made earlier, people are busy. They have lives. They hear, oh, she's going to freeze my energy rates. Awesome. Great. She got my vote.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, I mean, they don't have the time, or in some cases, the inclination to go and look and see, all right, you know, not only is that not how it works, since we buy this energy through a marketplace mechanism, but they tried this in New Jersey in the 90s, and they froze it for a short period of time, but then guess what happened? The Piper came due, and everybody had to pay. So it just deferred the expense of the energy. So we were actually arguably worse off at the end of the exercise. Now, that explanation I gave you is 100% factual. How well does that fit into a tweet? How well does that conform to a 30-second ad? If I have any criticism of Jack, and this isn't anything I'd say to his face, the fact that he is an MBA, CBA, and loves to get into the minutiae and the details, that would make him an incredible Treasury Secretary, but it does make it tough when you're running for governor in the number one and number four most expensive media markets in the country.
The other thing, too, is that, and this is where, like, you know, you and I, some trolls came after us, some other people came after us as maybe offering people false hope or something like this. But I want to play this for you, Rudy. This is the Trafalgar guys who were considered to be the most accurate pollsters. I didn't have a town hall for Jack on Fox News. I would have gladly hosted one because I probably would have been able to actually ask him relevant questions about New Jersey. But nevertheless, I would have known Mikey Sherrill was a woman. But that's beside the point.
Yeah.
But they have these posters on.
Common mistake.
It happens. You know what I mean? Mikey, Michael. But here's what here's what the guys from Trafalgar said. And then I'll ask you about that. Cut 15.
How would you break down the state of the race right now as you see it?
Well, I think one of the things you're seeing in these races is just like the lieutenant governor just said, the Democrats know better than to believe the nonsense media polls. They recognize how close these races are. They wouldn't be rolling out Obama if they didn't. And the fact is, these races are tightening, and they are very close. With when you look at the governor's race in Virginia and the lieutenant governor's race is being impacted by the health scandal with the attorney general. And of course, the nominee for governor in New Jersey has her own scandals affecting the race. But these things are permeating. And, you know, we had these polls right in 2021. And, you know, the new numbers that both Trafalgar and Insider Advantage put out, we feel very confident. We had the governor's race within a 3-point error, our error rating, and we had the governor's race in New Jersey within one.
What are we supposed to do with that? Guys like you and me who are trying to win and trying to get people out when these guys who were right in all these polls say this is a one-point race. It wasn't just Trafalgar. It was Atlas. It was Qantas, right? So what are we supposed to do with that, Rooney? Are we supposed to tell everybody, I don't believe that, stay home? You know what I mean? Or are we supposed to hold rallies in Cape May and try to rally the base? Like, what are we supposed to do?
Well, right. I mean, I guess you don't want the weather report just because the weathermen are missing the chance of precipitation sometimes. I mean, you know, we're here to communicate information. At least this is the way I always put it, but I know you agree. It's my job to give people information and inspire them when I can, buck them up occasionally. But fundamentally, we're teaching people how to think. We're not telling them what to think. So you've got Robert Kelleher, who you just heard it from at Trafalgar, who has a wonderful track record. He's not wrong very often. Atlas Intel, I mean, even the Star Ledger said it was a gold standard poll. And when they like a poll that leans in a Republican direction, that tells you something. It was a rare miss for all these guys. So we gave people the information and we encouraged them to take advantage of this opportunity to try to save New Jersey. And it didn't work out. And I have no regrets. I'm never going to regret believing in my state. As I said a minute ago, I still believe at its core it's purple. I think that there are some extenuating circumstances why it's having trouble turning over. But you know what? And you said it very well, Rich, that at the end of the day, it's the people in the arena that make a difference. And it's one of the things I love about this station. It's one of the things I love about your program. We don't shy away from these kind of fights. We get in there and we try to help. We try to help lead. Anybody can just talk and throw rocks from the sidelines, but no movement has ever succeeded that way.
Well said, Matt Rooney. Well said. Follow Matt Rooney and Save Jersey and tune into his show. Great work, my man. You deserve accolades for how hard you worked. You organized that Cape May rally, you and Donahue. You got us there. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you for everything that you've done. And look, it ain't over, right? Every year there's more elections. We're going to win. We just got to stay at it, folks. Don't stop believing.
And maybe we just have to start running campaigns ourselves.
We may have to. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. All right, Rudy. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here, but I appreciate all your calls today. I appreciate all your thoughts today. I appreciate you being with me for 11 years in this full-time job. So thank you very much for it. Means a lot, means everything. And we'll be right back at it. No doubt about that. But great conversations today. Keep the insights coming. And you can certainly tweet me at Rich Zeoli or Rich Zeoli Show. You can follow along on Instagram and Facebook as well. And we'll have a lot more analysis tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll also talk about Mamdani and the impact on Mac, which I think is going to be huge, helping Republicans point out that they got a freaking commie now. And Democrats are going to have to make some serious decisions as this Democrat civil war ensues. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, the master of implant dentistry, VeneriaDental.com. Have a great rest of your night, John. Excellent work, great music, good job. And Matt, you know, all right, so have a wonderful night. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.